The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, normally at this time of the year, many of us are starting to plan our summer holidays. And with the vaccine campaign underway, should we look at booking flights for later this year? We're joined by travel journalist Eoin Curry. Eoin, you're very welcome to the programme. It's on a lot of people's minds. Many people feel this is the year they need a holiday more than any other. But at the same time, people will be very cautious about making the decision now. We're just at the beginning of a whole new lockdown.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not going to be airlines or government policy that will get everything moving again. It will be consumer confidence. And the great white hope is the vaccine, and lots of debate about that. But this would normally be a time when all the airlines, all the different tourist boards and the holiday companies would be filling us with ads and trying to sell their holidays for the summer ahead. In a normal year, which is a long time ago now, 30% of all travel sales would take place during the month of January. The real question is, will it even be 3%? Will there be any sales during January? I see a lot of people within the industry pushing up back their big sales campaign to a little bit later. And I suspect around Patrick's Day, we may have a clear idea of when there'll be some degree of confidence back in the market.
Ryanair got in early with the arrival of the vaccine and their ad campaigns. They've been running a campaign on a flight sale. It's been marketed as jab and go in the UK, and I think vax and go here in Ireland. It reminds me of the wash and go shampoo or a shake and vac. But again, they're offering, it's a seat sale, they've got in early. But some people are saying that the ads are just, it's sort of too much. There are people jumping into swimming pools in hot weather. It feels too early for that.
Yeah, we should sing that jingle together, Richie. The reality is that Ryanair and Twitter, they're a good combination. It likes outrage. Most companies, they panic a bit if they're all over social media. But Ryanair likes outrage. It doesn't, you know, it's a bad day and the outrage stakes. If it's down at one or two, it should be up at the top with COVID-19 and Vladimir Putin and Oliver Callan. So the jab and go did create a bit of a stir. The way Ryanair looks at this is all publicity is good. The Ryanair sale is quite different from what we would normally get from Ryanair. Usually a short lead in time and a very specific set of dates, usually about 6, 8, 12 weeks out, depending on how the market is responding. What they have in their sale, which you book by the 3rd of January, which is tomorrow, is that you get to travel between the 1st of April and the 31st of October. They are the crown jewels. They're all the summer flights to Spain, the Canaries, Greece, all of those places. They're normally not thrown up as a sale at this stage in the year. And that shows you Ryanair's thinking on this. They're going to start poking the market. They're going to try to stimulate it. And I would not be surprised if we don't see even better sales coming in the coming weeks.
Well,
now, not with the same flexibility.
Yeah, to some extent, Eoin, you know, consumer behaviour will be dictated by things like price and sales, but also the rollout of the vaccine. And there have been suggestions that governments might look towards saying you can't get on a plane to this country, whatever country it might be, unless you can certify that you've had the vaccine. Obviously, airlines would see that as unnecessary and over the top, and they've already been flying people to different places during COVID. But is that a realistic possibility, do you think? Because that would be a huge setback for the industry, for airlines themselves, wouldn't it?
The airlines will take anything. They will take anything that will get some semblance of normality back, and they will love the notion of, they went for antigen testing was a big topic of conversation then, 5-day PCR tests, all of those. They will take anything. The vaccination is what they're really looking to. But what the airlines hate is all the countries going their own direction. It's a truly global industry. It doesn't, by its nature, depend on government, one government policies. What we've seen from the aviation body, the FIFA of aviation, IATA, saying we could have a passport, a bit like the yellow fever passport, which showed people have been vaccinated or tested. But all of that is still in the talking. It's in the forums. It's in the conference rooms. We haven't seen any attempt to deliver that into the marketplace. And what Europe is saying is, let's not do what we did in March and all start going our 27 different ways. And try and get some sort of coherent European policy guided by the ECDC. That hasn't been working because every time there's a new crisis, let's say it's a new strain, all the countries start running their own direction. Aviation hates that uncertainty, and it's certainly not getting anything to reassure it looking forward to 2021. I suspect it'll be March, April before we have any semblance of a coherent Europe-wide policy that will enable Ryanair to trade like normal. And until then, what they're going to do is just prod the market a little bit, offer lots of offer low fares, but offer also and the fares are really low for the short term.
Yeah, but just on the fares,
the Canary Islands for 20 euro at the moment. Sorry?
On the fares issue, Owen, for example, I'm sure many people will say, I'm not going to book. I'd love to go on holidays, let's say in August. I'm not going to book anything now because I don't know where things will be. Hopefully, it'll be a lot better than it is now. And they might hold off until they see how the vaccine rollout is going, not only in Ireland, but in the countries that they might want to visit. Is it quite possible then that by waiting until the early summer to see what the lie of the land is and if people feel comfortable about it, prices in August could rocket?
I doubt if they rocket, Richie, because the market is so dead. The market has never been. People, some listeners will remember back to the end of 2009 when the market was, or it was even better than it is now, but it was as dead and almost as dead. And fares went down to 1 euro for Ryanair. So what we'll see is Ryanair poking away with fares. And then when there is a bit of a lift, it will not tend to reflect in the sort of price rise you're talking about, it'll reflect in the increase in capacity. So on the price thing for next summer, I don't see airfares rising. I see them being a proportion, maybe a smaller proportion of what they were in 2019. Where price has to be watched is on the supply side. A lot of the hotels not open. Okay. A lot of the destinations we go to a little bit pricier. I'm not sure that overall holidays will be pricier. I know Simon Calder says that they'll be about 25% more expensive. Okay. I expect the fares and the accommodation sides to balance out, and
We'll have to leave it there. Travel journalist Owen Curry, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.